Z103.com. Good Friday morning to you. Monty, the music man, Sabres right here on the TCB Games AM Oldies program. Time for another edition of the Basics in Economic Development. This is episode number 21. Welcoming Mark Wickersham into the booth. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. And I'm telling you, it is always a pleasure to be in the studio with you, Monty, and to do these shows. It's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to continuing throughout the year to do these.
It's a pleasure to have you because you bring a touch of class to the show that I just can't manage. So anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, this morning I want to just talk a little bit about a story that relates to the title would be Huntington County Data.
All right.
Data about Huntington County. I want to share a story about a recent call I had from a developer that was considering Huntington County for a recent housing project. Now, as your listeners know full well, the work I do is about industrial development. So why did I receive a call about housing, and why was I actually relevant to the conversation?
Well, go for it.
As we've talked in other shows, site selectors and researchers and developers conduct extensive site selection research before ever making a recommendation to the investors that they represent regarding potential projects that they're considering. Well, among the data collected in that process, regardless of whether it's housing or retail or industrial, the researchers want to know information about recent industrial investment announcements and other job creation activities that are going on in the industrial community. In this case, the developer wanted to know a summary of the industrial announcements in our community over the last 3 years. Well, that's data that's kind of difficult to find, and it's one of the reasons why site selectors call LEDOs, as we're called, who then function as a concierge for the community in that process. So Huntington County governmental units, along with others, have engaged a consultant to handle housing initiatives. But these were particular questions that those consultants, even if the researchers would have known about them, the consultants still would have called me to get the data. So it just eliminated one additional contact for them. So they'll ask for questions like, okay, in your industrial announcements, what's the name of the company? What's the corporate location if it's not locally owned? Tell us a little bit about the industry or the industry cluster, if you will, that the company's making the announcements were part of. Talk about the job and the job creation and retention and payroll data and the actual capital investment being made, and then describe the wages and benefits offered as part of those projects. So generally, without local input from Alito, and your listening audience is the same, you're going to know a little, but most people generally have lives, and we live in a time where information's not centralized typically, so the specific details from a research perspective would really only be available from a person that's connected and doing that on a daily basis. Otherwise, you're relying on broad comments and information about community pride or trust or general information. So having a professional available is really important on this. Now, in this particular case, the researcher asked me an interesting, peculiar question. Should his research only include data about the city of Huntington rather than the entire county? And so I said, well, yeah, the honest answer, which obviously you want me to lie to you?
No, not at all.
So the honest answer, which he appreciated, that I used for the basis was, well, without knowing the specific details of what you're researching, I really can't tell you a specific direct answer. So here's the dynamics that I can tell you, and then you figure out based on what you're doing what makes sense for a housing project that you're researching. So, okay, overall, our population in the county is about 36,000 people. 18,000 or so live in Huntington, in the city of Huntington, if you will. In addition, if you look around the townships, about half of the population then of Huntington County is in the northern third of our county's geography, which is why the site selector was asking me the question in the first place. I'm not sure what I'm actually looking at here. Do I need to include countywide data? And I said, well, okay, a couple things to be sure that you understand about Huntington County. In the southern part of the county, which you're asking me to comment about, the town of Warren is a very vibrant community, and they have an industrial basis as well. And the people who live in Warren very frequently commute to Huntington to either shop or to work, and vice versa. They also commute and work and shop in Marion. They work and shop in Bluffton and other places. So yes, the trends are a little bit different than in the northern part of the county, but that should never be interpreted as though there's not a vibrant economy there. It's you have to know what you're talking about. The labor shed goes even as far south as Muncie. When you're talking about Warren. So it's just a little bit different part of our county, and if you understand it, it helps with the data collection process. In addition, the town of Roanoke, for research purposes, is basically its own local economy. It's more connected to Fort Wayne than it would be to Warren. And so when you understand that the basis for development in Roanoke centers on the vibrancy of their downtown and entrepreneurial development, then suddenly you understand the housing development activity that takes place in Jackson Township and Roanoke.
So, but the interesting question, if I may ask it, is, yeah. But that's still technically part of Huntington County, correct?
Oh, it is Huntington County. Now, okay. The one unique thing, though, that for a researcher about Roanoke that is confusing is that the zip code for the Roanoke post office includes addresses that are physically located in Whitley County, physically located in Allen County, and physically located in Huntington County.
Wow.
So when you're researching Roanoke, even, you need to understand that the zip code is more than just the town limits. In fact, one of the things that even the state of Indiana gets confused, I from time to time will get emails and calls from the state of Indiana government asking me about a project that I might, in their opinion, be working at General Motors Fort Wayne Assembly Plant. And I'm like, well, that's in Allen County. What are you talking about? Well, it's got a Roanoke zip code. The physical plant address at General Motors Fort Wayne Assembly is a Roanoke address. So is like Vera Bradley and the other facilities that are right there at I-69 and I-469. There's a Roanoke zip code there. So when you're doing research about Huntington County, it's really important to understand some other things. And the researcher, the site selector, said, you know, when I'm looking at the data that I can collect about Huntington County, you look like a sleepy rural county. I don't understand how you have this much business activity. And I said, well, first of all, we're not a sleepy rural county. But secondly, to your point as a researcher, Huntington County is not part of the U.S. Census Bureau's Standard Metropolitan Statistical Area of Fort Wayne, or MSA. We're not in the MSA, but we share a county line. So when a site selector researches U.S. Census data for the MSA, our local economic demographics would suggest a completely, totally rural county. And we are very rural. Agriculture is very important to us, and we are rural, but we're also suburban, if you were looking really at a research project. And so there's a lot of information out there that if you understand the background and the full story, we look different in our data. And if you understand that, you can make better decisions on site selection rather than having this limited perspective actually skew the research to send someone to another community for additional consideration. Now, I mentioned Fort Wayne Assembly Plant having a Roanoke zip code, but the other thing researchers are learning, and I had this conversation from a housing perspective, the GM Fort Wayne Assembly Plant employs over 400 people who live in Huntington County. So if there's a layoff or a closure or something for the holidays or retooling or a strike, the General Motors Fort Wayne Assembly Plant essentially is our fourth largest employer in Huntington County, even though they're not in Huntington County. And so it's really important to keep that in mind when you're looking at the unemployment data, because the unemployment data for Huntington is based on county of residence, not county of employment. So if you work in Allen County and are on a temporary layoff, your unemployment statistic for Huntington County goes up, even though there aren't employer layoffs in Huntington County. So all of this data, and whether it's industrial data specifically or other research data, it's very relevant and it's very nuanced for housing developers. And you can make an argument that because of growth in surrounding counties and our commuter trends, there might actually be potential for a housing development. If we had more inventory, you might be able to attract some of the people who commute in and out of Huntington to stay in Huntington and buy a home in Huntington if you had the inventory. And we've all heard about local industries with job openings and having trouble recruiting talent because of either a perceived or real problem with the inventory of available homes. But we've learned that's only part of the overall story. And in our county's case, my lane of traffic is to help the researchers figure out nuances and more details about how industry relates to housing initiatives. But it's really healthy and important that Huntington County and the city of Huntington do have housing planning initiative efforts and research efforts of our own locally to help weigh in on this type of an equations. It's still important to remember that investors are evaluating the overall health of an industrial and manufacturing basis in a community our size, and as they measure housing demand metrics for that market. So it's really important to have a good approach and professionals in place to help. And frankly, in future shows, there could be more discussion on this front that might even touch on retail and commercial as well. But again, reminding the the listeners, that my work is in the industrial community, and sometimes that industrial data is important to researching other types of investments.
Man, and a lot to digest, but a lot of really useful, helpful information to know, especially when you consider not everything is a boxed answer. There are a lot of factors to figure into something like this.
Well, and if you're at the mercy of what you can find on the internet for your research, I mean, we all know, right? You believe everything you read on the internet, right?
Absolutely.
So we also have to keep in mind, and I do routine searches of my own as though I'm a developer out there. What do I learn about Huntington County if I do the Google search myself privately? I want to make sure that I know what's out there to the best I can, so that in the work that I do in a strategic way, I can address relevant topics in ways that are meaningful.
Fantastic. Well, again, I appreciate all this information, as I'm sure do the listeners, and we look forward to speaking on more great topics in the coming weeks.
Very good. We'll be back again.
All right. Thank you, sir. Always appreciate you. Let's get back into the good times and great oldies right here on C103.com.